The impact of immigration on our schools will be plain to see when Pope Francis visits New York City next month. He'll do the usual Pope stuff, address the UN, attend a ceremony at the site of the World Trade Center attacks, and hold a mass at Madison Square Garden. But in between those big events, he'll also visit a Catholic school in the heavily immigrant neighborhood of East Harlem. WNYC's Beth Fertig reports.
Fourth grader Nicholas Morono has a few questions for Pope Francis.
How does it feel to be the first non-European pope in 1,200 years? I'm going to ask him, like, if he collects the stamps with his face on them, what is the name of his favorite team besides the Argentina team?
Nicholas is a student at Our Lady Queen of Angels, the school that's hosting the pope in September. He's among 24 elementary students from four Catholic schools in and around East Harlem who will meet the Pope during his visit. Noah Rodriguez, who's eight, says his principal told him he was picked earlier this month.
Miss Butler called my dad, and my dad told me on my couch. So I'm like...
He's showing me how his mouth and eyes were wide open upon hearing the news.
Half of me was like, yes! And then the other half of me was like, what did I get myself into?
Noah is Catholic and Latino, like most of the 1,000 or so students at these four schools. But about 30% of them are neither, and they'll also be represented at the Pope's visit. 7-year-old Issa Nashal is Muslim. His parents immigrated from Yemen. He seems equally excited about the big event.
I feel excited because I'm going to meet the head of all Catholic Church, even though I'm not Catholic.
Issa says the only difference between Catholics and Muslims is how they pray. He's joined all the other kids in learning as much as they can about the Pope, like this tidbit.
He was born in Argentina, and he only has one lung because he got really sick and one of his lungs came out.
Yep, it's true. He had a lung removed when he was a teenager. Farida Mintumba, whose family comes from West Africa, learned some other facts about Francis.
He donated 4,000 sleeping bags and pillows to the poor because they needed somewhere to sleep, and he built showers in the Vatican in Rome so that they could take showers.
In the Vatican?
Yes.
Actually, it was 400 sleeping bags donated to the poor, but the kids have just started their crash course on the Pope. The Archdiocese of New York encompasses more than 2.5 million Catholics in the greater metro area. A spokesman says this school in East Harlem was chosen because Francis wants to see what inner-city Catholic education looks like, and it's a convenient stop before his evening mass at Madison Square Garden. It's no secret it's been a difficult time for the church. Schools are closing all over the country, and there are fewer young Latinos in the pews. In New York, 60 Catholic schools closed in the last 5 years alone as expenses went up and enrollment went down. Sex abuse scandals have cost the church billions of dollars, and Catholic schools are hiring lay people to teach because there are fewer priests and nuns. But Timothy McNiff, the superintendent of schools for the Archdiocese, says the Pope should still be impressed by how Catholic education is adapting.
I think he's going to be encouraged where he sees the Catholic Church in New York City is able to transition and still carry on the faith and the good work of helping kids understand a relationship with God, and they're still getting what I call the tools that they need via excellent academics. So I think he's going to be saying it's still living, it's still thriving, even though it has a different look to it.
The schools also have a different management structure. 6 of them are run by a group called the Partnership for Inner City Education, a model that's taken off in several cities. The organization pools resources from the parishes and raises money for scholarships. C. Green, its director of stewardship, says this maintains the mission of the church.
We still serve the immigrant population in East Harlem and Harlem and the Bronx. Our schools are thriving, and even though a parish might close, the community can remain sort of supported, and we still service those children.
But that view isn't universal in East Harlem. As the church wrestles with changes, some longtime residents here see and hear what's missing. Gladys Sanchez shuffles down the sidewalk with the help of a rolling walker. She used to go to Mass at Our Lady Queen of Angels before the church that was connected to the school closed in 2007. She says she's glad the school is still open, but she misses the sound of bells and the community.
We need it so bad. They provide a lot of things for us. They teach us how to do the rosary, and they provide food for when we don't have no food. They always give food.
She says she plans to sleep outside the school before the Pope's visit and plead with him to reopen the church. She'll have a lot of company, too. Thousands of children from all the local Catholic schools are expected to line the streets when the Pope arrives here in late September. For The World, I'm Beth Fertig, New York.